Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. We're here again. I want to say good evening to my radio audience out there. I'm so glad to be here again. You know, it's a lot going on today that we need to talk about and we need to discuss. You know, I thank God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I am here again. He have granted me grace and mercy so I can be here again with you on this prophetic platform that he have set up and designed for his people. And when I say his people, I'm talking about the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. This is God's holy people. This is his holy seed that's in the earth. Tonight, our topic tonight is, this is the Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. We're here every Friday at 7 p.m. Our guest call-in number is 661-244-9831. Tonight, our topic will be eyes to see, but can't see. Ears to hear, but can't hear. Our subtopic will be Bahamas. We have a major, major crisis going on tonight in Bahamas, and we need to address that as the people of God, okay? Now, this is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha Ba. Like I say, hooray for me. I'm here again. You know, I thank God for being here. I thank God for all the people that go back to listen to my recordings. You know, I thank you guys for that. And, you know, we're going to dig really deep in tonight. We're going to dig really deep in tonight because we have crises all over the earth, especially in Bahamas right now. My eyes, my heart, my mind, my soul, everything go out to Bahamas tonight for my brothers and sisters over there in Bahamas. You know, it's a shame that everybody say, you know, we got a lot of people saying that they're Christians and they saved and they this and they that. But, you know, won't none of those pastors get on a platform? Won't none of them pastors get on the radio or get on the TV and talk about what's going on in Bahamas? What's going on? These are our people. They're black people that's over there that's losing their lives. They don't. Okay, we're going to go into it. We're going to go into it tonight. And like I said, we're always going to come out the Bible. We're going to come out of the King James Version Bible tonight. We're going to also talk about a little bit of news, what's going on in the news, because that's not the only crisis that we have in Bahamas. We have crises all over the world. There's so much things going on. There's so much things we need to talk about. There's so much things we need to do as a people, you know, as a people. So, you know, we're going to talk about a few different things tonight. But like I say, this is Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. We're here every Friday, every Saturday at 7 p.m. Central, okay? And tonight, our title again, Eyes to See but Can't See, Ears to Hear but Can't Hear. Subtopic, Bahamas, okay? And we're going to go right into the show. You know, I'm just going to sing a song before we go into the show. I'm being led by God the Father to sing a song for the people in Bahamas right now. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. God is calling his people. God is calling his people. We need to hold on, hold on, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Okay, we're going to go into our scripture tonight. Our first scripture is coming out of Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 21. And again, I am your host of Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, Elisha. go right into our scripture, start our broadcast for tonight. We're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5, you guys know me. You guys already know how hysterical and exciting I can get when it comes to God's word, when it comes to his people. I just let God use me, the Holy Spirit, however they would like to use me. I'm their servant. I'm here to do whatever they want me to do. I'm not here to do with my own agenda and what I want to do. I'm here to do what they sent me and put me and placed me here to do. That's very important when it comes to serving God, doing what he wants you to do and the Holy Spirit wants you to do, and not what man wants you to do. Okay? That's very important. Jeremiah, could you give me one moment, please? One moment. Give me one moment. Jeremiah 5:21. Jeremiah. Let's see what thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tonight. Let's see what he wants us to know tonight. Jeremiah 5:21. This is a very divine show, prophetic. Everything that I speak, everything I do, will come from above, the heavenly throne. Jeremiah 5:21. You're going to hear my dogs barking. I can't do anything about it. You're going to hear them barking a little bit. Jeremiah 5, I have a lot of dogs, so nothing I can do about that. I'm sorry about that. Jeremiah 5:21. It says, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Okay? This is what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was telling Jeremiah to declare to the house of Jacob, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. This is not talking about no other people, no other nationality, no other race, but the Hebrew nation, okay? We're in a crisis, okay? We're in a crisis. Number one, we're in a crisis because we are foolish people. That's why we're in a crisis. I'm not here to make you feel good tonight or make your ears feel good or talk real pretty and nice to you so you can feel comfortable. I'm here to bring you truth tonight. Truth and divine understanding from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews. We are foolish people. Why are we foolish? We need to know why God the Father right here is calling us foolish. And he's talking, if you go back to Jeremiah 5, verse 20, declare this to the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, so he's talking to the 12 tribes of Israel, not the Gentiles, not the Chinese, not the Arabs, not the white folks. He's talking to the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation. And I am the prophetess of the Hebrew nation, called, chosen, and ordained by the God of Moses to be here with you tonight and to tell you what thus said God, okay? Thus said God. So he's speaking to the 12 tribes. I know you've been told that, oh, they've done away with, we don't know who they are, and they don't know, yes. You've been told all of those things, but they are not true. And this is why God is saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, okay? We are foolish, okay? foolish. In the Hebrew, that's Hebrew number 5530. You know, guys, I like to always go into the Hebrew number, the Greek number, to give you understanding to what God is saying to us, okay? Hebrew number 5530 is silly. We are silly, silly, dumb people, okay? I didn't say that. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said that to you tonight. Hear now this, O foolish people. You think life is a game. We think things is, we think we got time. We got all the time in the world to do what we want to do and go where we want to go and serve what we want to serve and say what we want to say and drink what we want to say and eat what we want to eat. God called us foolish people. We are very silly people. We are not wise. We don't have no knowledge. We don't have no understanding. The only understanding we have is what we want to do every day with our life. That's the only understanding we have. Where we want to go, when we want to go, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it. We don't have no understanding of the things of the Spirit. And when I say Spirit, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, and I know the Christian church call him a he and a she. You know, you got all kind of names. But God is saying to his people now, hear now, O foolish people, without understanding, and have eyes. You got eyes in your head, people, but you cannot see what's going on right now in the world, okay? You cannot see what's going on. We are in total, total darkness. The darkness has blinded our eyes so very much. We are in a lots and lots of sin tonight, and that's why God is calling us foolish. We don't have no understanding. We don't know what's going on, okay? We don't know what's going on, and we don't know what we need to do right now. We're in a crisis. We're in many, 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 many crises. Okay, this is the book of Jeremiah. You know Jeremiah was a prophet. He was a prophet of God, okay, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? And God is telling him to talk to the house of Jacob. Our father is Jacob. Jacob is the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, okay? Here now, we need to understand, man. We need to understand what's going on around us, okay? What's going on around us? The way we understand it. Hebrews 38:20. Understand the heart. Also use very wisely for the feeling and the will and even the intellect. We don't understand in our hearts. We don't understand in our minds. Everything that we understand is what we've been taught to understand. Not by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But we've been taught to understand things that we are operating in and things that we are doing by man. Okay, that's why God said we don't have no understanding. We don't understand him. We don't understand what he wants. We don't understand what we need to be doing right now. We don't understand what God wants us to do right now. All we understand is what we've been programmed and taught to understand by man. When I say man, your corporations, your jobs, your leaders, your bishops, your elders, this is all you understand. And this is what is making God very angry right now. This is what's making him very angry with his people. Okay? We have eyes, but we can't see, and we don't want to see. We don't want to see. We want to see every other thing in this life, in this world, other than what God wants us to see. What our father wants. We want to see what man wants us to see. We want to see what we want to see. He said, you got eyes, but you cannot see where you are at right now. What's about to happen in this earth? What I am actually doing in this earth? You think that you saved and you sanctified and you holy and you into the truth and you okay and God is good and God is going to bless you and God is going to help you. No, we're not in that hour right now. We're way beyond that hour. We way beyond that hour. Let me say this again. Prophetic, we are way beyond that hour. We are in the hour of destruction. We are in the hour of carnality. We are in the hour of darkness. We are in the hour where God is turning a deaf ear to his people. Why? Because we are foolish. We rather serve man. We rather do what we want to do than what God the Father wants us to do. Okay? That's what we rather do. And he's calling us foolish people without understanding. We have eyes and we can't see nothing, man. We can't see 5 feet in front of us. We don't know what's coming at us. We ain't trying to find out what. Long as I can work, long as I can go to school, long as I can go to my church, long as I can go get my hair and nails done, long as I can look good, long as I can go my friends. We're not understanding right now that we are in crisis. We are in serious, serious trouble. And you want to understand now why the leaders and the elders and the bishops don't want to address none of these issues. They don't want to address the truth about where we are with God right now. They want to just keep telling you guys that everything is all right and everything is good. And it's not. And it's not. And I come here to set it in order and set the record straight with the Hebrew God. It is not okay right now. It is not okay. You've been deceived. You've been deceived. You've been bewitched. You've been misled. It is not okay. God is saying we got eyes and we don't even know what we're looking at right now. We don't even know what we're looking at. We want to use our eyes to look at Facebook and look at YouTube videos about the truth and about the Hebrew Israelite community. We want to use our eyes for things of this world. And we don't want to use our eyes for spiritual information and spiritual insight, because God want to wake his people up now. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. All that religion and all that old time religion and all that stuff that you've been hearing, it's outdated now. It's outdated. That's not going to work with God no more. He ain't trying to listen to that no more, okay? That's over with, man. That's over with. You can deceive yourself and program your mind to think you okay. But I'm here to tell you, it's not okay right now. As a prophetess of God, it's not okay right now. I'm telling you, things is about, I'm trying to warn you guys. I'm trying to give you guys some understanding to what time and what day we are living in right now. Okay? And let me, okay, that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need understanding. We need understanding. We need understanding. We don't have the understanding, which is the wisdom. The wisdom of God. All we can see is we need to go to church and we need to keep the holy days. That's not no understanding, man. That is not the understanding that God wants you to operate in right now. You need to understand what time it is so you can be prepared for what's about to hit this earth, okay? What's about to hit this earth is destruction and trauma and trouble and calamity and catastrophes. You need to wake up right now and understand that you got to operate. My next scripture, Isaiah 21. We're in a crisis. We're in a crisis. I cannot tell you people that enough. We are in a crisis, Hebrew nation. It's time for you to understand the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the real God, not Jesus, not Allah, not Buddha, not Jah, not Yah, not none of those gods. It's time for us to understand the God of Moses, the one that got the law when they left Egypt. He went up on the holy mountain and got the law of God. This is the God we need to understand. That's why he's calling us foolish, because we don't understand that God. We don't know that God. We don't know that God. Okay? We only know the religious gods, the ones that we've been taught. And that's what's going on in Bahamas right now. That's what's going on in Bahamas right now. Okay? They worshiping Mary, Jesus, all these white images and stuff they have put up as God for us to worship. And the real God is very, very angry and upset. It's okay, brother. Isaiah 5. Let me go to Isaiah 5. Okay? Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tonight. Let me give you prophetic understanding that come from the throne above. Isaiah 5. Okay? I'm here to help you tonight. You got to have an ear to hear that you can hear me. You got to stop turning a deaf ear to God. You got to stop turning a deaf ear to his servant. I'm talking about his real servant, his prophet. Only a prophet can show you and tell you where we at right now. Nobody else going to be able to lead you, guide you, and show you what the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob wants you to do at this time. Nobody but a prophet. He only speaks to his prophet. That's why you don't got no direction. That's why you don't got no understanding. That's why you foolish, just like our ancestors was. They didn't want to listen to Jeremiah, and y'all don't want to listen to me. But guess what? I still got to tell you what thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaiah. Okay, I ain't come here to play tonight. This is not a platform for playing. This is a platform of wisdom and understanding and correction, so we can get on the right path. So we can get on the right path with our God. So we can begin to understand what our God wants us to do next. He don't want you to keep listening to sermons after sermons after sermons after sermons, and they talking about the same thing over and over and over. No, you are foolish people without understanding. One moment. We got a lot to cover tonight. We have a lot to cover tonight. You'll never be able to hear the real God without a prophet. Can no elder give you nothing from God, because they don't operate in the prophetic. They're not connected to the Father like that, man. They cannot do it. He's only going to speak to his prophet and his prophetess in this last and evil hour that we're living in on this earth. So if y'all ain't standing in front of a prophet or a prophetess, you're going the wrong way, and you're going to be led astray. You're going to be led astray, and you're going to fall in a ditch just like they already done fell. Isaiah 5:21. Let me get my scripture, man. Try to calm down right now, because I'm sad now. I'm hurting right now. I'm hurting right now for the people of God. I'm hurting for the Hebrew nation right now, because don't nobody care. Don't nobody care. You want to continue to be foolish and dumb and ignorant and silly. And silly. That's what you want to do. You don't want to educate yourself. You don't want to educate yourself. You don't want God's wisdom and knowledge. You want the knowledge and wisdom of man, which ain't going to take you nowhere, man. Nowhere with the real God. Nowhere. It's only going to make him angry and angry and angry with us. He's been angry over 500 years, man, ever since we got off the slave ship. You think he been that angry? Now he real angry, because he done gave us a lot of time. And we still want to act silly and foolish and don't want to have no eyes to see. We want to pretend like nothing is there and everything is okay. You have stopped your ears up to the words of wisdom and knowledge and power of God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just like they did with the prophets. They stopped up their ears. They didn't want to hear Ezekiel. They didn't want to hear Jeremiah. But you know what happened to them? They all died right there in Jerusalem. They all died right there in Jerusalem. 90% of them died right there in Jerusalem. Why? Because they didn't want to hear the prophet of the hour that God set up to free his people. I told you, invite your pastors on here, your elders. Tell them to come on. I want to talk with them. I want them to talk with them, man. I want to ask them some questions. You're leading the people astray. You blind leaders. You're blind leaders. Leading, you're blind and you're making the people blind. They got eyes, but they can't see. Why? Because you can't see and you call yourself teaching them something so they can't see. Let me calm down now, man. Let me get my scripture. Isaiah 5:21. Isaiah 5:20. I ain't come here to play, man. I ain't trying to play with you or hold you up no more. It's time for truth, divine truth, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and freedom. Freedom for man to serve our God. We got to be free now. They can't hold us no more. They got to let us go so we can serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's over, man. Your religion is over. Your big corporations is over. Your colleges is over, man. It's over. All that stuff is over now. It's time for God's people to be free. And we're going to be free. We're going to be free. The ones that got an ear to hear. They gonna hear God right now. Isaiah 5:21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes. Y'all think it's so smart. All you masters out there that rule this earth, that rule the people. You think you're so smart. You think you got it all figured out. You don't have it figured out, man. You're not smart. You'll never be smarter than the God of the Bible. You think you're wise in your own understanding. Your wisdom is foolishness with God. Your college, your education, your job, all your food, everything is foolishness with the God of Abraham. It's foolishness. And he's going to bring it all down to the ground to set his people free. He ain't playing no more. He's not playing no more. Woe. You better watch out. That's what Isaiah 5:21. Woe. Watch out, man. Watch out what's about to hit this earth. Watch out what the God of Moses is about to do. Woe. Unto them that are wise in their own eyes. Oh, we already got it figured out. Yeah, we can make a man. We can make a woman. We can make dogs. I just read on the news today, they cloning cats. They cloning dogs. They cloning cats. They think they are God. They think they are wise. They think they don't figure this out. But you have not figured this out, man. The God of Abraham will not ever let you outdo him or outnumber him. That's been playing with y'all fools, man. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Oh, I'm proud. Yeah. We can make a human being. Yeah. We can make food. Okay, we don't even have to plant it in the ground no more. We don't figure out how to make our own food now. We can make whatever we want to make. We can do whatever we want to do to God's people. We got them all bound up and all slaved out. That's your own pride that's fooling you. Verse 22, Isaiah 5, 22. I'm talking to the masters tonight. And I'm talking to God's people, the 12 tribes. Okay? These masters is the one got y'all in bondage and slavery where you can't see nothing. You totally in darkness. You're blind, blind, blind. 22 said, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength and meagre strong drink. Woe unto you people when you think it's all about a party. It's all about a beer. It's all about some wine. It's all about some weed. It's all about some sex. It's all about this. Woe unto you. It's all about some Hennessy, you know, with some Coke, a mingled drink, strong drink. It's all about some vodka, gin and juice. Ciroc. No, man. Woe. Watch out. Watch out. What's about to hit this earth now? Because the God of Abraham, he's tired now. And he's ready to show who he really is. Who he really is. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's about to show who he is in this earth. The one he created and not you. Go down to 23. Which justified the wicked. You don't strengthen your drink. Yeah, I'm good, man. As long as I can get high and smoke me some weed and some Ciroc. Woe to you. Whoa, man. Whoa. Hold on. Let me show you what's going on here. Isaiah 5:23, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. This is what all these pastors, all these leaders, all these masters, all these deceivers, this is what they're doing to God's poor, poor, poor people in the earth, the 12 tribes. That's why they don't know who they are. They don't know who their God is. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. They don't know what God wants them to do. You are totally lost. You keep walking in the same circle. You keep doing the same things year after year after year after year. You don't have no understanding. You don't have no wisdom. You don't have no knowledge. You say, whoa, which justify the wicked for rewards. What do they do up in these churches, man? They tell homosexuals, sitting up on their keyboard, sitting up on their pulpit, go ahead, give the people a sermon. You okay? God gonna save you. God gonna bless you. And this man is a straight up homo. Straight up homo. Lesbian. Up in these churches, talking to God's people. Trying to prophesize to them and tell them what thus said God. Y'all are wicked, man. And you're wicked. And the only reason you up there in the pulpit and you up there in them churches and them congregations is all about money. It's not about helping God's people. It never have been. It never have been. People, you need to wake up and understand that you guys have been shipwrecked by these wicked, wicked leaders. Okay? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the elders, and the chief priests, they have deceived us. Okay? They don't care how wicked you are. They don't care if you're laying up in the bed with a man or you getting in fornication or you masturbating or you raping a child. It doesn't matter with them. Long as they can get money out of you to get rich and to get gain, that's what they want. They're not trying to pray for you at all. They're not trying to lead you to the truth at all. Okay, that's just a doctrine that's handed down. You justify the wicked man. You don't justify the righteous. You don't justify the good. You justify the wicked and tell them God is going to bless them. God is going to help them. God is going to do this for you. God is going to do that for you. Just for rewards. And let me look in the Hebrew. The wicked is Hebrew number 7563. I'm reading Isaiah 5:23. Morally wrong. Morally, you're not right with God. You're not right with nobody. You're morally evil. You got all kind of shame and guilt. You're a bad person. That's what it said in Hebrew. Ungodly. Ungodly. Which justify the wicked for reward. What is reward in the Hebrew? Hebrew number 7810. A donation. Y'all know that's what's going on up in these churches. Y'all know that's what's going on up in these churches. That's why you people, y'all know what's going on. They ain't gonna never address real life issues. They're always gonna talk about Jesus. You need to keep the law of the holy days or be righteous. That's all they're gonna talk about. Fallen Christ. A donation, bribery, a gift, a present. So this is what they're doing, man. This is what they're doing. It's not about you being righteous. It's not about you serving the real God, doing what the real God wants you to do. It's never going to be about that, man. Don't you see? Don't you understand this? This is why people are being destroyed. Destituted, sick, weak, vulnerable, mental. We're in all kind of crises, man. All kinds. Do they ever address it on the Sabbath day? No. Do they ever address it on Sunday? No. Because it's all about your donation, what you can give them. Which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous. The more you sit up under these wicked leaders, these ungodly men and women, they're going to, whatever God have put inside of you, they're going to take your righteousness out of you. You're not going to even feel. I know when I was a member of a church, being around them people, I started feeling grieved. I started feeling lonely and depressed, miserable, being in a congregation around them people, them church people. They're going to take the righteousness out of you, and they're going to turn you into self-righteous people. That's what they're going to do. You're going to be a self-righteous, have a form of God, but deny the power thereof. That's what they're going to do, make you self-righteous. It's not about God no more. It's not about his wisdom. It's not about his law. It's not about his understanding. It's all about what my pastor and leader tell me to do. And my boss on my job. Why we ain't got no righteousness in the earth. Everybody is self-righteous or ungodly. Pride. I already got God. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I don't sin. You're sinning every day because God called you foolish and without understanding. You don't know what you're doing, man. You don't know what you're doing. You are deceived. You don't understand what God wants you to do. You've been lied to. Keep going over the same scriptures every Sunday, Saturday, For what? When God is trying to show his people something and tell his people something in these last days, because he's about to tear up the earth. We need to know what God wants us to do right now. How to prepare for what's going to happen. And what's already happening. Verse 24. It's all about reward, man. They ain't going to tell you that you're a whoremonger, that you're a prostitute, that you're a fornicator, that you're a masturbator. They ain't going to talk about none of that stuff up in these congregations of Satan, because that's all they is. And that's all they will ever be. Believe me, I used to be a pastor. I know, man, that's wickedness, and it's against the real God, the God that blessed Abraham, the God that blessed Jacob, the God that blessed Isaac, the God that blessed Moses, the God that blessed Ezekiel. That's against that God, and they're teaching you another God and another doctrine, not the doctrine that's going to set you free and give you wisdom and understanding and connect you to the divine power of God. You're going to stay disconnected from him. And that's why he's angry right now. You got a lot of people saying, oh, God, 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 my Father, my Father. No connection, though. No connection. You can't hear him. You got ears to hear. You can't hear nothing he say. You can only hear your leaders. You got eyes to see. You can't see nothing he wants you to see. You can only see what your leaders want you to see. Therefore, Isaiah 5:24. Therefore, as the fire devoured the stubble and the flame consumed the chaff, their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust. I don't got time no more. I don't got time to tell you that God is going to bless you. You done heard that for 500 years or longer. I don't have time to get on this platform and tell you a lie. I cannot do it. I cannot tell you a lie no more. You've been lied to enough. You got to see the truth now for what it is, or you won't make it. You won't make it, man. You won't make it, woman. You either accept the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, or you won't have no gods. Because your little gods that you're calling on every day, you can see they ain't got no power. You can see they ain't, look at the Bahamas right now. Look at all the death and the sickness and the suicide and mental health and all the stuff going on around us. But you started calling on Jesus and Yah and Jah and all of these gods, Allah. Why they can't help you then? You know why? Because they ain't got no power. That's why. Now, therefore, as the fire devoured the stubble. I told y'all last week, 2 weeks ago, the fireballs. The fireballs is coming, man. He already gave it to me. He already showed me the vision of the fireballs. They coming to burn this earth up. I'm telling y'all right now, you better stop playing and you better get connected to the real spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. You better get connected, man, to the Father so you can hear him. So you can be led and guided when it's time to be led. Them leaders ain't going to be able to help y'all, man. Because all they want is a reward and money. That's all they want. That's all they want from you. Care none about your family. They don't care nothing about your kids. They don't care nothing about you or your God. And I'm talking about the God of Abraham. They care nothing about your man. All they care about is their doctrine, what they've been taught to teach you. That's all they care about. If we get the doctrine in them, we got them. That's all they care about. Teaching you what some man already done taught them. Not the Holy Spirit. Not the Holy Spirit. Their doctrine comes from man. As you can see in this earth today, what's going on? It proves to us that their doctrine is false. Because the real God is angry and mad. He said he's going to make this earth like straw man. He's going to send a fire to devour the earth like straw, like stubble. And the flame consume the chaff. Their root shall be as rottenness in their blossom. Blossom shall go up as dust because they have cast away the law. That's why he's about to send the fireballs and burn it up. What your master's going to do then when they can't have no money with their big restaurants and they big grocery stores and their colleges and their corporations and their universities and their congregations and their big churches? What are they going to do then with the fireballs? Burn them up like they straw, man. Why? Because we have cast away the law that he gave Moses. We cast it away. We don't want to have nothing to do with it. We want to pick out things that we want to do with it. We want to pick out things in the law to do. We don't want to do God's law. We don't want to obey him. Just like our ancestors didn't want to obey him. It have not changed. It's still the same. They had wicked leaders leading them. Prophets, pastors, wicked leaders. Just like today, we got wicked leaders leading God's people today. Nothing have changed. It's all the same. We cast away his law for another law. For another law. We cast away his law for another law and for another God. That's what Moses told him in the wilderness, Hebrews. He told him, if you obey God, you follow him and do what he says, he'll bless you. But no, they didn't want to do that. They cast God's law behind their neck. And they became stiff-necked and hard and cold-hearted and callous. And that's why he killed millions of them in the wilderness. Like he about to do now. Because you people won't listen. I read to you in Jeremiah. He said you got ears to hear, but you don't want to hear him. You don't want to hear him. You keep turning a deaf ear, acting like it's not important. I'm okay. Let's see if you're okay. Let's see, man. Let's see if you're okay. Because it's about to go down. I guarantee you. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have cast away his law. You know what cast away mean in the Hebrew? 3988. 3988. We have despised. We have despised his law. Despised. Rejected, reprobate, abhor, man, you hate it. You hate doing what God wants you to do, but you love doing what man tells you to do. That means you have cast away his way, his law, his understanding for man's understanding, his law and his way. That's what you're serving right now. The masters of this universe, in this world. You cast the law away. And he's going to cast us away as a people. Because we cast him away, he's going to cast us away. And go tell your elders that. That prophetess, Elisha Bar, with Sister Radio Talk Show, thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have despised this. Let's look that word up, 5006 in the Hebrew. I'm still reading Isaiah 5:24. Despise, blaspheme, condemn, despise, provoked. God said, love your neighbors as you love yourself. You don't love your neighbors. You don't love nobody, man. You don't love nobody but your own selves. That's one of his laws. To love your neighbor as yourselves. To take care of the poor and the needy. We have despised this correction. We want to serve man. Take all our life and our time and dedicate it to this world and the things in this world. That's what we love, not our God. And that's why he's going to tear it up. You ain't going to have it to love no more because he's going to destroy it. With you in it, if you don't listen and follow him and get connected to the real God, not the one you've been taught. Because the one you've been taught is not the real one. Isaiah, we have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. We have despised, we have cast away the law of our God. We have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. I'm saved on the grace. No, you have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. And when I look up the word Israel for you Christians right here, it's 3478. You know what it means? Yasharel. He's the God of Yasharel. He's not the God of the whole world. That's what you've been taught. He loved the Chinese. He loved the pink man. He loved the purple man. No, he loved anybody that loved him. But Israel is the apple of his eye. Love them Gentile nations. Them the ones enslaving us and killing us and destroying us and making us sick. And poisoning us with their food and their medication. You don't love them people, man. Are you crazy? Gonna love somebody that hurting his people. You love them. You love them Gentiles. And a Gentile is anybody that's not an Israelite. You love them. Not the God of Abraham. Believe me. Because he know they very wicked. They the ones creating all the clones and clone dogs and all this kind of stuff. Clone medication. Everything is clone now. Nothing is real. I'm still reading Isaiah 5:24. The Holy One of Israel, that's who he is. We have cast and thrown his law away for the law of this world. obey the law of the land. That's an injection. That's an injection in the New Testament. That's an injection. Obey the law of the land. Will God tell you to obey man's law and not his? You people are crazy. That's why he said y'all foolish and silly. You're silly. Dumb. Obey the law of the land. No, you better obey the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob law. Because that's the only thing going to save you in this last hour. Prophetically save you in this last hour. He's the Holy One of Israel. He's holy. He's righteous. He's truth, man. He's holy. Israel, Hebrew number 3, 4, 7, 8. He will rule as God, Yasharel, the 12 tribes. This is the Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline tonight. The 12 tribes of Israel will rule as God. That's what our name means. But are we ruling as God? No, man. They ruling us as God. The Gentiles, they ruling us. We ain't ruling them when we supposed to be ruling them, man. Because we fell up under their doctrine and their instructions and their control and their religion and their wisdom and their colleges. Yasharel, a symbolic name of Jacob. That's what it means. The 12 tribes of Yasharel. Our name means rule as God. We are rulers. We are the leaders of this earth. But you people have become weak and gullible. Obey the law of the land. Obey them that have rule over you. Really? No way, man. No way would the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob put that in the Bible. No way. Now, let me go to my next scripture. Ezekiel 24:15. Ezekiel 24:15. We got a guest calling in tonight. Sister Valerie is going to be here again to help us. I'm just trying to get through these scriptures. This is Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. Our guest call in number 661-244-9831. Our topic tonight, eyes to see but can't see. Ears to hear but can't hear. Subtopic, Bahamas. We're going to cover Bahamas tonight. I'm going to take out at least 15, 20 minutes to talk about what's going on over there. Because there's some madness going on. Some shun of madness. Believe me. And all you people want to do. All you want to do. You ain't trying to help your brothers and sisters, man. You ain't trying to do nothing to help them. You want to do is talk about something, but don't want to do nothing to help the people of God. But call yourself a man of God, a woman of God, a Hebrew. I'm into the truth. The truth is that you need to help your brothers and sisters. That's the truth. And listen to your God. That's the truth and not man. Ezekiel 24:15. This is a divine hour. Very divine hour. You just don't realize it, do you? You think everything gonna go on the same way as it always has. But that's not gonna happen. That is not gonna happen no more. I'm telling y'all, it's up. It's up. Everything is up now. It's up, man. It's up. Everything has been set in order, set in place. up. You can fool yourselves all you want to. Same thing our ancestors did when Jeremiah tried to tell them it's up. Ain't no more. Y'all gotta leave what you're doing alone. They didn't want to hear Jeremiah. They tried to kill him because they didn't want to hear him. It's up, man. 24:15. Your religious is about to fall, tumbling down in your faces right before you. Okay? I told you last week about Dorian. Last week when I came on, I think it was Sunday when I came on Blog Talk Radio, I told you about Dorian. I told you guys I had a dream. I had a vision. God took me to a vision about Dorian, this storm that we see. Okay? I had the funnel clouds, and it was a lot of water. I told y'all that last week. The twister funnel, it was a lot of water. You don't want to play with this storm. You don't want to play with this storm because God is in this storm. God is in this storm, man. I'm telling you. You can play around all you want and think it's going to be pretty like it always have been. But I'm here to tell you no. Because he got to wake up his people. He got to wake up his 12 tribes. He got to wake up his remnant. And the only way he can do it is through disaster. Because you have cast the law of God behind your back. And you ain't trying to hear what he got to say. So he got to demonstrate in this earth right now. Ezekiel 24:15. Also the word of the Lord came unto me saying, this is Ezekiel. His wife is about to die. He's a prophet of God. Where are prophets at now? Sitting up in a pulpit, asking somebody to give them $1,000 seed offering, $500 check. Those are not God's prophets, people. Those are prophets of Baal, Moloch. Those are not the God of Abraham prophets. Ezekiel ain't never asked nobody for no money, man. Never. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel, none of them. You people are silly and foolish. You dumb. You think these people is the prophets of God? No way. What prophet you know in the Bible asked you to get him some money? Not a one of them. Not a one of them. Wake up, people. Wake up. Wake up. Also, the word of the Lord, Ezekiel 24:15. Also, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thy eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shall thy mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Forbear to cry. Make no mourning for the dead. See, this is what's about to happen. Way back then in Ezekiel day, God told him what was getting ready to go down in Jerusalem. With his people. He said, when I kill him, Ezekiel, don't cry for him. Don't cry for him. Don't shed one tear for these people. Don't mourn for them. Don't weep for them. Don't do nothing for them. Because they brought all of this on their own selves. Ezekiel 24:17. Forbear to cry. He said, don't cry at all. Make no mourning for the dead. He commanded Ezekiel not to cry for the dead. Bind thy tire on thy head upon thee, and put on shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of man. He told Ezekiel, don't cry. Don't cry. You done told these people over and over and over and over and over and over again what I'm about to do to them. And they want to have an ear, but don't want to hear. He said, don't eat. Put your head covering on, Ezekiel. These prophets wore head coverings over their head. These prophets of Baal that's up in these congregations and churches, they ain't got enough respect and reverence to cover up their head. These are not the prophets of Abraham God or Moses. Moses had his head covered. Aaron had his head covered. Y'all people better wake up, man. Forbear to cry. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind thy tire upon thy head. Put thy shoes upon thy feet and cover not the lips. And don't eat no bread of man. Don't eat.
Hello. 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 Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Hello.